Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. The false positive stories. We all fall into that trap of falling in love with the potential of a possible client. Heck, I used to do that all the time when I was single. Moving on, let's explore the motivations that drive these stories. There are powerful emotional forces at work here. Based on personal observation and experience, here's what I've noticed. First up, we entrepreneurs are big fans of potential. Like most positive thinkers, we see all sorts of good things down the road. More business, more referrals, whatever. Which is why many future buyers will even use this potential as a negotiating tactic. Yeah, they'll say something like, "Hey, let this project be a loss leader, and you can get more business from us after we're done." The reality is, these assumptions have no bearing on reality. So one way to stop false positives is to ask ourselves, what do we know for sure? And usually, it's a lot less than we want to believe. Second up, we let outside forces influence what we believe. For example, if we're in between projects, this client may look awfully good right now than they would be if we were super busy. Or if we're in growth mode with hefty revenue goals. Yeah, our situation will impact how we perceive what's in front of us. Just being aware of that can help bring us back to reality. You know, these stories serve a purpose. They remind us that everything will be okay. The reality is that everything will be okay no matter what. Therefore, we can set aside the false positive stories. It's easy to forget this sometimes. Our new mantra, everything will be okay. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.